JST, 1 Corinthians, chapter 7, verses 1 through 2, 5, 26, 29 through 33, and 38. Compare 1 Corinthians, chapter 7, verses 1 through 2, 5, 26, and 29 through 38. Paul teaches that marriage is desirable. Those called as missionaries, however, serve God better if they remain single during their ministry.
Now, concerning the things whereof ye wrote unto me, saying, It is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, I say, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. Depart ye not one from the other, except it be with consent for a time, that ye may give yourselves to fasting and prayer. And come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your incontinency. I suppose, therefore, that this is good for the present distress, for a man so to remain, that he may do greater good. But I speak unto you who are called unto the ministry. For this I say, brethren, the time that remaineth is but short, that ye shall be sent forth unto the ministry. Even they who have wives shall be as though they had none, for ye are called and chosen to do the Lord's work. And it shall be with them who weep, as though they wept not, and them who rejoice, as though they rejoiced not, and them who buy, as though they possessed not, and them who use this world as not using it, for the fashion of this world passeth away. But I would, brethren, that ye magnify your calling. I would have you without carefulness, for he who is unmarried careth for the things that belong to the Lord, how he may please the Lord. Therefore he prevaileth. But he who is married careth for the things that are of the world, how he may please his wife. Therefore there is a difference, for he is hindered. So then, he that giveth himself in marriage doeth well, but he that giveth himself not in marriage doeth better.